Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
You can call about whatever you want. You like.
Yeah.
I threw a topic out there, though. Have you ever had to fire a relative? I actually had to fire a cousin one time.
You did?
And, yeah, he was a limo driver for me. Well, I'll make a long story short, he stole money.
Yeah.
So I had to let him go. It makes the family reunion kind of awkward, but, you know, what do you do?
How'd you handle it?
I just never called him anymore. I'll handle it like any boss would.
So like an adult. No.
So you didn't fire him.
A boss would treat it as an employee and would call him into the office and fire him.
What is guys that just don't want to do the uncomfortable?
Well, it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Does it make you feel better that it's not just breakups that we can't face people face to face with?
Yeah, you work hard when you want something and then you just, just don't call.
Yeah.
Don't take this the wrong way, Al, but it's kind of wussy.
I'll say it in a minute. It was wussy. It was very wussy.
So you didn't
fire
him,
though. It is. I mean, it's the wussy way to handle things.
Yeah, it is. Next.
Okay. I think Jenna's projecting.
It is.
I'm not projecting. It's just I think a lot of girls go through that. It's frustrating when a guy will like do a lot for a girl when he wants her, and then to take an easy way out.
That's what we do.
Before we get into Big Al's topic, because most of the calls are because of that, I guess it happens a lot. This is stemming from the Buss family, the Lakers.
The owners of the Lakers, the daughter had to fire her brother.
Yeah.
Ruining the team.
He was ruining the team, I guess. So.
He didn't mean to ruin the team. But how tough
what
is
happened?
It?
Not mean to do it, but that doesn't mean, you know, that doesn't mean you're not a good person. If you're not good for that job.
If you're Jerry, who's the guy, he's the owner. Why don't you name them both? Equal
Why?
Parts.
Well, you know what?
Because then you're showing who you like the best.
That's the problem with an inherited family business, like a sports franchise, too. Not everyone's going to be capable.
And some people are better at certain things than other people.
Yeah.
You know, if my family had a big empire, they would definitely 100% put my sister in charge.
Oh, yeah.
And not me.
Okay.
And I'm okay with that.
Look at Charlotte Jones up there running everything.
And killing it. She's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Obviously, the favorite.
Well, Steven's doing a great job, too.
And Jerry Jr.?
Yeah.
All right.
Charlotte's the favorite.
Okay. Yeah. But you have a relationship with her.
Absolutely.
So that's why you like her the most. This is Randy from North Dakota. This is from the text.
What up?
I've had to lay off my older brother, two times from different jobs. The funniest part, I just hired him again at my current company.
Because you've got that obligation,
It's his brother,
Family, and you want to help your family out. I get it.
It's Randy.
I get it.
Let's go to the other side of it. Mitch, you were fired by your brother?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no. What happened?
So this happened a really long time ago. I was in high school, and my brother is substantially older than I am. He's like 15 years older than me. And we lived in a rural area at the time. He owns a gas station, but it was more of a general store. They sold a little bit of everything, food, clothes, beer, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I worked for him throughout high school, and he caught me on his new security system taking beer out of the refrigerators and not ringing it up, just kind of sliding money in the drawer and
stealing,
bouncing out with it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That'll get you fired, Mitch.
That'll do it, buddy. Hopefully it helped you.
Did it help you or did it ruin your relationship with your brother?
Oh, no. We're very, very close. I was an idiot, and it is what it is. He caught me, so whatever.
There you go. You got what you deserved. Mitch knows.
There you
Sometimes you got to get fired.
It's tough love, man.
He was underage, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mitch is just looking out for Mitch.
Tough love.
Leania?
Leonia.
Leonia?
I was close.
She's used to it, trust me.
Sorry about that, Leonia. So,
that's okay.
You had a little drama with your sisters, huh?
Yes. I actually, I work full time, so I had to have one of my sisters babysit. She stayed at home, so she was willing to do it. Well, she wouldn't always supervise them the way that you needed to, and my kids were 5 and 3. And I kept telling her, you know, you gotta supervise them more. And then she would let my younger one take long naps all day. So I ended up having to fire her. And then after I had my third child, I hired another one of my sisters to babysit them. And since then, she's deleted me off Facebook.
Oh, wow.
And she won't even, like, accept my friend requests. So.
Yeah. Man.
Hard feelings.
You got fired from being a sister.
Basically, yeah.
Man, wow. Don't delete your family members on Facebook.
Oh, sorry to hear about that, babe. Wow. Family drama.
She was looking out for her kids.
Family drama.
I'm sorry you had to go through that. Thank you for calling. Hey, Crystal. This is not on the same topic because it's whatever wins it, okay. So we can change it up.
No, yeah, it's totally off the topic. I'm actually really excited because my fiance is coming back tomorrow from Antarctica.
Yay.
What was your fiance doing out there?
Freezing.
He was bored at a car dealership he was working at, and he's like, I'm just going to apply for Antarctica. I was like, okay.
To sell cars in Antarctica?
They have old cars at the science camp out there.
What?
Who knew?
Wait, so you were engaged and you decided to move?
No, I'm still in Texas.
But he went out there.
You were engaged and he decided to move.
Well, he's only out there for 5 months.
Yeah.
And then he went out there and he hated it because it's kind of a small town.
And you're not there?
Huh. No.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Hey, as long as it works for you. All right.
It works. Yeah, I just didn't know they sold cars in Antarctica.
Oh, yeah.
They don't sell cars. No. They're it's a science camp out there, and he fixes the cars.
Oh, he fixes the cars.
Yeah.
So we should open up a dealership out there.
To sell cars.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but because there's no competition.
That's the truth.
True is there a need?
Put me a Southwest Kia out in Antarctica.
South Pole Kia app.
South Pole Kia.
All right, baby.
Thank you for your call. Glad he's coming home, though.
Yeah.
All cold and stuff.
Don't do that again.
Yeah, he learned his lesson, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm leaving. He's leaving, all right.
Christy's got some great news for us. Hi, Christy.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Welcome to Whatever Wednesday. We want to hear this wonderful news.
So my boyfriend told me he loves me. Last night, after I worked my day job and my night job, so it was kind of threw me off guard and made my whole day and night and week and year. So
It was the first time he said I love you.
Yeah, it was the first time.
Aww.
I told him that I love him, and I've been just waiting. And
that's like the Bachelor.
Oh, that hurts. How long did you say it before he said it back?
It's been about maybe 3 months or so.
And so you hung in there.
Did you keep saying it?
No, I didn't. I told him once.
Okay.
And then I said, you know how I feel. And I said, I'll just wait.
All right.
Well, at least you know he means it now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's great.
What were you doing when he said it? You just...
I was playing my video games and he was rubbing my feet.
Oh,
that's love right there.
Look at that. Rub See, you're me. Always going to remember that. You always remember the first time.
Yeah.
What video game were you playing?
Infinite Warfare, Call of Duty.
Oh, so you're like killing somebody on the video game.
Yeah, I was killing somebody.
Die.
Getting your feet rubbed.
Yeah, baby, I'm glad you love me and everything, but I just got a headshot. So.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Congratulations, Christy. I'm happy
Thank
for you guys.
Y'all.
Have a wonderful day. Do you remember the first time Alan said, I love you, Kelly?
Was he rubbing your feet?
How did you forget?
I remember the first time I said it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it back after I said it first.
You said it first?
It was then, yeah.
Did you say, I love you, or did you say, I think I'm falling in love with you?
No, I said, I love you.
Okay.
Yeah, but I said it first.
You did?
I did.
My wife said, I think I'm falling in love with you.
Because she wanted you to say
it
first.
Yeah. She was laying on my
no,
futon.
No, I said it, because you know what Alan was saying to me? Instead of I love you, and I knew what he meant.
What?
I'd tell him, he'd say, I miss you. He'd go on these trips, and he'd say, I miss you so much. I miss you. I was like, you know you want to say you love me.
Yeah, you love
me. That's what I was doing. I was like, I know you love me. You just can't say it yet. And he wouldn't say it. I miss you. I miss you. I was like, oh, come on, dude. And so finally I said it.
Come on, dude.
That's what happened.
It's a good ploy if you're a girl, to be like, you love me. You love me.
I miss you so much. I just miss you. Okay. All right.
I like you a lot.
A lot.
I like you a lot. Back to Big Al's topic of getting fired by family members. Pierre.
Go ahead.
How's it going, sir?
Oh, man, just about to walk in here at work.
Well, at least you still got a job.
Yeah, there's that.
It's not with my dad. Believe it or not, I worked for him for 7.5 years. He owns a local restaurant here in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And, I tell you, at least once a year he had to fire me. if it wasn't anything for self-satisfaction, I think, it just, sometimes we butt heads, but the last time he had hired an old buddy of his, and he kind of was spreading little rumors saying that I was lazy and I wasn't doing this and this was happening. And then so he finally let me go, and I was like, I'll never come work for you again. And then the guy come find out the guy was the one taking money from him.
Oh, you!
Oh no!
Taking money, and he wanted to get you out of the way so we could see.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted the goods, but that's fine. I see. You know what goes around comes around. He ended up getting fired, and my dad, we settled our differences. He said, "You ever want to come back?" I said, "You know what? I appreciate the offer, but I'll never work for you."
Yeah. Hey, in one of those times he fired you, did you ever flip a table?
You know, no, we've gotten pretty close to each other's uh-huh. face, and oh, I'm going to knock you out. I said, "You better knock me out if you hit me."
Wow. That's how we did. Wow.
Father, son,
look
love.
At Pierre getting at it.
It's the restaurant business.
Thank you, Pierre. I've always wanted to do that, though, like to flip the table.
Flip the table on your way out. Yeah.
You can't fire me, I quit, and then flip the table and walk out like a stud.
But don't quit, because, you know, you won't get that unemployment, I guess.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so go ahead and fire me for flipping the table, and then I can get my unemployment.
Yeah.
Smart, Al. See? That's why I need you around.
I've never got an unemployment check in my life, but I know that's the truth. At least in some states.
Yeah, I haven't either. But I would really like it if I got fired. Hey, Lindsay.
Hi.
So your family took it a little step deeper than just firing somebody, huh?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What
for
happened?
Sure. My husband had to fire his brother. We own a logistics company, and we deliver, like, we have a contract with Sherwin-Williams. We have a contract with one of the biggest ones, which is Infusion Partners, where we deliver medicine to, like, cancer patients that are not able to come out and get them.
So important stuff you guys do.
Yeah. And it's not, I live in Kentucky, and, I mean, we go from Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, Tennessee. Some of them we have to UPS out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, brother-in-law... Uh-oh. Would every day they have a manifest that they have to fill out saying, you know, what address they went to and their mileage, and that's how they get paid.
Yeah.
Well, brother would write on his manifest that he delivered to Tennessee, when in all actuality, actually it went out UPS.
Oh.
And he did this over a 3-year period.
Oh, it my gosh.
It added up to over $200,000, and in order for us to keep that contract with Infusion Partners, we actually had to pay all of that back.
Wow.
Out of pocket.
Oh, yeah. My
You guys had to
gosh.
Fire him and prosecute him?
Oh, yeah. We prosecuted him for sure, but that's a joke in itself, because he only pays $100 a month in restitution. We'll be dead before he gets it paid off, and he doesn't even pay it.
Yeah, that's the one thing I found out when you sue people, you don't ever get the money.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm. Man, I'm sorry you guys had to go through that, Lindsay.
Yeah. That's a rough one right there.
I guess the Bus family has it a little bit easier than they do. Wow.
Oh, man. Keep them coming on our text, 800-543-3548.
I didn't expect that many people to be fired by family members.
Yeah, man.
Because that happens more often than we expect.
It's rough, man.
So we got this trip for you to go to Florida. And all you got to do is tell us where this movie quote, not clip, where this movie quote comes from, okay? Are you guys ready for it?
Yeah, bring it on.
Let me find it real quick.
Okay.
There it is.
Why don't I just find y'all a fourth and we settle this on the streets, huh?
Bring him on.
Anybody I want.
Dilo.
All right. You want it again, Kelly? You
I
look
know
confused.
That one. I knew the one yesterday immediately.
That, okay. That voice sounds very familiar.
Here's the clip again.
Why don't I just find y'all a fourth and we settle this on the streets, huh?
Bring him on.
Anybody I want.
I got it.
Al's got it.
I got
again,
it.
Your tip is this is based in Florida.
Okay,
so you could win this trip to Florida. And why don't you give us a call right now so you could win? 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 13. You tell us what movie that was from, and you're on your way. We'll do it next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thank you to visitflorida.com. We're sending you to Florida, you know, because they want you to visit Florida, so that's what we're doing.
visitflorida.com.
6 seconds from the beach is what we're playing. We play a movie soundbite or quote. This segment. One had numerous people.
And Kelly is just losing
What's
it
going on over there, Kelly?
Stuff everywhere. She's dropping. I don't know.
She didn't drink
I dropped
any margarita.
That bottle twice. No, yeah, I didn't.
That's weird. You're fine, though.
Anyway.
Nothing spilled.
I feel very dizzy.
You do.
You need to drink some water.
I've been drinking
some food.
I already had a.
You stressing yourself with all the wedding planning? Is that what you're doing?
Alan's worried about me, but I just have.
It's
too much
the running.
Brain.
You need to drink more water.
Hello, I'm Alan.
You ran a lot yesterday.
I did. Yeah. I ran too much yesterday.
So you're dehydrated.
We did see somebody did see you running, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Good morning, everyone.
Let me tell you, it ain't pretty.
We'll get to the trip in a second. So I am 90% sure I saw the raspberry jogging yesterday. I love how everybody's starting to call you the raspberry, which is great. And almost wrecked my truck doing a double take. LOL.
Yeah, it's not pretty. I cry While I'm running?
Uh-huh.
Cry?
Yeah, I cry. It's awful. I cry. I
oh,
hate it.
I said it would be better than seeing... I don't know if I've ever seen someone running and crying.
You yeah. need to drive
then
around.
Why run then, Kelly? Don't do it for yourself.
I hate promise. It. Then I made a... Alan's goal is to run a 5K, and I said, I'll do it with you. And I wrote it down, so now I have to do it.
Okay.
So that's the thing.
Some of us watch This Is Us to get a good cry in. Kelly goes for a jog.
I go for a jog. It's awful,
it
and I hate it.
It therapeutic, though.
Yeah.
I try to look at the therapeutic side. I try to pray. I try to clear my mind and breathe. Uh-huh. I try to meditate.
But, Kelly, I hate running. But when you're done, I don't run much anymore. But when you're finished, you feel more
exhausted.
Energized, right?
No. I'm exhausted, and I can't walk. I stretch. I do everything I'm supposed to do, Jenna. I'm doing everything. But my hips right
you're
here.
You're not a runner.
I get up and I walk like.
Oh. Hips don't lie.
I can't walk.
Kelly, I can't run anymore. So I
had a headache. Alan was worried about my side. He said, something's wrong with you. I was like, I jogged. I was so out. I had to go to bed at 8:30. Me,
and take
Tylenol.
Yeah.
It was awful. It was awful.
All right.
The most fit morning show in America.
Come on now. You know, Al's up riding bikes once a year.
There's nothing. Oh man, when I travel sometimes and I get on the elevator and somebody comes back in with their earbuds in and their hair in a sweaty ponytail because they just got back from a jog, I'm like, you are so stinking sexy. I think that's such a sexy thing.
You should say it out loud.
But it's not me. I can't walk and I'm crying.
Kelly's crying. You're so sexy, Kelly. 5K. You're so sexy.
I hate it.
All right, we'll give away the trip, Dad.
Let's give away the trip.
Kelly will work on her running and not crying, and
yep.
We'll work on making somebody cry happy tears for winning a trip.
There you go.
Jeremy, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing awesome. What are you up to right now?
Well, I'm about to go teach some classes.
Oh, you're a teacher.
Teacher.
Yeah, what are you teaching?
I teach electrical and fluid power at an engineering college here in Lufkin, Texas.
Wow.
So that's important
teaching
stuff.
Teaching people how to be electricians.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Got to be right. Super careful out
You'll
there.
You'll make a lot of money, I'm going to tell you. Anybody, well, if you've ever had to call an electrician, they are kind of expensive.
Yeah.
So if you can learn how to do that, you're going to make bank.
You know, people make pretty good bank when they come to your house and they figure out something's not wrong. And they go, it's all good. I'll do it for free. I'll make it at the next house. All right. Here's how it works, Jeremy. We're going to play you this movie soundbite. It's 6 seconds long. It's from a movie based in Florida, which is where you'd be headed if you get this right. You have 6 seconds to tell us what movie that's from, and that's it, man. You win.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. He knows the rules. By the way, see, guys do get in to win.
A lot lately.
Or try to win, at least.
Because guys know movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, Jeremy knows movies. Let's see if Jeremy knows movies. Jeremy, here is your movie quote.
Why don't I just find y'all a fourth and we settle this on the streets, huh?
Bring him on.
Anybody I want.
Rilo.
And your 6 seconds start now.
The Fast and the Furious.
Boy. Ooh. You're...
We need the correct...
You're incorrect, sir.
It's incorrect.
You're
Unfortunately.
Incorrect. Sorry, Jeremy.
Oh. Yeah, for legal reasons, we can't.
Yeah.
I know that's a shocker.
We gotta be sticklers. Oh,
yeah,
Jeremy,
I'm shocked.
I'm sorry,
that's what
buddy.
It was.
You have a good day.
Because I
at
thought
work.
It was something else.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, really? You were way off, Kelly?
Close, obviously. I thought it was Bring It On 2.
Yeah, no.
No, it's not it.
I don't think that one's based in Florida either.
No.
I don't know. It just sounded like Bring It On.
I think it was based in California because it was filmed in my high school.
I don't know.
Oh, your high school that you shared with Adam Lambert?
Yeah. Adam Lambert and I went to that high school.
The sequel was filmed at your high school? Or the original?
The first one.
Oh.
First one was. The scoreboard? That's my scoreboard.
Well, that's my scoreboard.
That's my scoreboard. All right, let's get another contestant on the line. Oh, hello, Adam.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right, man. You driving to work right now?
I sure am.
All right. We're going to do this again. 6 second clip. You have 6 seconds to guess. You tell us what movie it is. I owe $3 to our producer.
Sound
quote.
Sound quote.
Movie quote, and then you guess, yeah.
And then you guess, okay? All right. Are you on speakerphone?
You're so far away.
We want to make sure we hear you, Adam.
All right, How's that better?
Yeah. Much better. Much better.
All right. Hang on.
All right. Here
I
you go.
Say much better.
Well, what's better?
Why don't I just find y'all a fourth and we settle this on the streets, huh?
Bring him on.
Anybody I want.
Rilo.
Your 6 seconds start now.
Too fast, too furious.
What?
Say it again, please.
Too fast, too furious.
Okay. Too fast, too furious. That's correct, Adam.
Too Fast, right. Too Furious. That's yeah, buddy. Correct, sir.
Won a trip for four.
Had to get that name exactly right.
Adam, do you have three people to take on a trip to Florida?
Yeah, my wife and two kids.
Wonderful. Oh, how perfect is that? All right. Well, this will be a wonderful family vacation because you guys get a 4-day, 3-night trip for all four of you to Captiva Island, Florida. You're going to be staying at the Tween Waters Inn Island Resort and Spa. This place is uniquely nestled, that expression, between the Gulf of Mexico and Pine Island Sound.
Wow.
So it's a very tropical luxury resort. Three pools, a fitness center, a couple of bars right on the water. It's going to be gorgeous. Ooh,
you guys are going to have a blast.
We have a beach that's on the water.
Woo!
It's a great place for a beach.
Well, there's a marina.
Yeah, marina.
Congratulations, dog.
Have fun out there with the family. Adam, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up. And it had to be Too Fast, Too Furious because there's like seven movies.
Yeah.
That's right. You know? Oh, I'm just looking at this resort online. Wow.
Is it nestled?
Beautiful, isn't it?
It's nestled, isn't it?
It's nestled.
Is it uniquely nestled?
So nestled.
Uniquely nestled.
So nestled. Maybe Jenna will nestle up next to 21 Pilots today because we get to go.
All right. So one of them's married to a girl named Jenna. Oh,
really?
And they're from Ohio. So I have an in.
Maybe you're the Jenna.
No, we're not
married. Okay.
They live in Columbus together. But yeah, JC and I get to go interview 21 Pilots. And
apparently this thing's been sold out for months.
It's been sold out. They're huge. They're a huge deal. And Al, you said people have been lined up for a day already.
I live across the street from American Airlines Center, and they've been lined up since yesterday at this time, I guess. When I got home yesterday after work, they were out there with blankets and whatnot.
So some kids are skipping school.
Yeah.
And jobs teenagers. And all
These
that.
Some teenagers and moms.
Moms?
Yeah, I saw some moms out there too, Kel.
Crazy people.
I'll tell you that I will not camp out for my kids or concert. Sorry about that.
As soon as little Chloe, Daddy.
No.
Nope.
Daddy.
That's why he's in radio.
Nope, sorry.
You don't have to.
Well, radio's not helping, Kelly, because I tried to get tickets to go to the 21 Pilots show.
No dice.
I have a feeling when you're speaking to them this afternoon, if you straight up ask the guys at the end of the interview, can I come to the show tonight?
Well, here's how it
they
goes.
Can't say no.
Sometimes they'll be like, oh, you guys are going to check out the show, and that's your in.
Yeah,
and
like, are you guys coming tonight?
Yeah.
Well, and that's where you're like,
oh, I'd love to, but I don't have tickets.
Yeah, that's exactly what you say. And what's going to happen is, oh, man, that sucks. I'll talk to you guys later.
No.
Oh, here's one for
know.
Here's one for Jenna.
Jenna from Ohio. Come on.
Yeah. So we'll Jenna and I are going to go out there and interview the guys, and you'll hear the interview tomorrow around this time.
I hope they're nice.
Oh, they should be nice. They're everyday dudes like us.
Is there 21 of them? And what type of airliner do they fly?
No, it's just two.
No, that's from a book. That's where they got the band name.
Thank you, Trey.
I was doing research. Joke. Yeah.
So they're not really pilots?
No.
No, they're not.
All right.
There was a... Shannon sent me a Facebook post. Somebody put that they knew the first drummer that was in 21 Pilots and he quit.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet you he's kicking himself in the butt.
Yeah, we got to talk to him about this because you know the second guy to join, well, the only other guy, was a fan.
Wow. Wait,
you guys, I do my interview research. He was a fan, so this means you have a chance. He was a fan at the original 21 Pilots show in Columbus when they first started because they were like playing for Ohio State kids and stuff when they were in school. And one of the guys went just as a fan to watch the band.
Let's go!
And then ended up meeting the lead singer and hit it off and ended up taking over.
Wow. This may be the best story I think I've ever heard.
I will quit on the spot.
All right. So I've already told you that. So I'm going to say that again in the interview just so you know.
So they need a guitarist, Jenna.
So JC just said, he said on the air.
He did.
That
if I get to join 21 Pilots.
Is that just this band or is that any band?
No, just 21 Pilots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For Eminem?
Yeah, I would quit
Hype
for Eminem.
Hype man for Eminem?
I would quit for Eminem.
All right.
Carrie Underwood, backup singer.
Why don't you ask them like what band they think you have a good chance of being in? Bring your guitar. Show them your skills.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I'm going to bring my guitar.
Bring your guitar.
And then I could walk around backstage and pretend like I'm a musician and then stay for
That'll
the show.
That'll fool them,
Kelly.
Now, if you actually do, I guess that would be the end of the Don Cheadles.
No, you could. I can have a side hustle.
That's true. Most musicians do.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Like Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park. He had his own separate group aside from Lincoln.
All right.
Successful. All right, let's do a little love letters to Kelly this Wednesday. And we have a really good letter right here, Kelly.
Good. I'm glad.
From college sweethearts. But things are going wrong. things are going wrong with these college sweethearts. Kelly, can you solve the problem for them?
Absolutely, I can.
All right, we'll get to it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You're right there, Al.
I'm sorry. I didn't know the mic was on.
Sorry.
That was not a car starting up. That was Al clearing his throat.
My bad.
And we're 35 minutes away from your Showbiz Top 5 with Kelly Raspberry. She'll catch you up with everything going on in Hollywood. Less than 1 hour away from chatting it up with Jordan Peele. He's got a new movie coming out called Get Out.
Looks good.
Scary.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be really scary, also pretty funny, because he's a comedian, you know? You don't expect that from a comedian, to be putting up horror movies. Nonetheless, ones that are extremely good. It's got like 100% on RottenTomatoes.com.
Yeah. It's not a spoof scary.
No, it's like
a real, like, scary movie.
It's not like the Marlon Wayans.
Scary movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like that.
There's dark humor, yeah.
Yeah, it's like really a horror
he
movie.
He called it a social thriller.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I'm excited about it. It looks really good.
Looks good. Yeah.
We'll chat with him in less than an hour.
All right.
But right now, we got to solve everyone's love issues, relationship problems, whatever's going on. Kelly's got your back. It's
Love Letters. Love Letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I drive for one of the rideshare companies. This morning, I picked up a passenger a few doors down from my boyfriend's house. It was a little after 5 a.m., and his car wasn't there. How do I bring up the subject of where he was? I know he didn't wake up early and go to the gym or anything like that. This isn't the first time I've had to drive past his house in the early hours of the morning, and his car hasn't been there. I don't want to jump to conclusions, but I kind of want to know what's up. I just don't know how to bring it up without sounding accusatory.
Well, there's really no way to do it without sounding accusatory, is there?
Can't you say, hey, I drove by your house this morning and also another morning and your car wasn't there?
I mean,
at least
like,
she has an excuse because of the
And I would maybe just say, if you want to bring it up to satisfy your curiosity, don't say you've done this multiple times.
Mm-mm.
Like JC, just kind of like in an offhanded way, say, yeah, I had a ride that I had to take right by your house this morning. Did you have, you know, just kind of.
Yeah, I was going
to
stop by.
No, you weren't going to stop by. Just kind of maybe like, your car wasn't there. Was everything okay? Maybe just something like so, but you have to be like the best actor ever.
No.
Or just not say anything.
Just say I passed by, I was on a run and I passed by, dropped somebody off like next door to your house. And just leave it at that. Now he knows he wasn't there. Maybe his car was in the shop.
He'll start acting
weird.
That's
accusatory then.
But
if you leave it hanging like that.
Yeah. I would just be like, do you get up really early and go work out?
Yeah, just something real nonchalant.
Not that you saw anything.
Go private eye on it.
But I just have found that in my experience, if you start doubting the relationship and that once that seed of doubt is in there,
it's just you're done. You're not done, but
how do you ever get back to that place where you're just blissful and confident?
They need a good reason for that to be happening.
Yeah.
That'll get rid of it, right?
What reason?
Have you been having car problems?
That's
tough. Oh, man, I don't know how to handle
that.
That's
tough, man.
But if you find yourself riding by his house now just because you're suspicious,
yeah,
you got issues.
It is pretty normal for you to do that, though. A lot of people will.
But I'm sorry.
You got to be honest.
If his car hasn't been there multiple times, like he's doing something.
Maybe he let somebody borrow his car.
Multiple times?
Maybe he's got a home. Yeah, he got a homeboy that needs to borrow his car and for whatever reason.
Maybe he's giving little orphans rides to school.
Yeah.
If somebody's cheating.
Maybe.
They give you more. There's, like, you might just be ignoring some signs, you know?
Maybe he also works for the ride share service, and he was out riding past your house, and
there
your
be,
car wasn't.
Yeah, so he's freaking out.
There could be a logical excuse.
That's what's going on right there.
That's what it is.
But the basis
is,
if you can't communicate with your partner on anything and solve it reasonably, then you have issues there. I just think a lot of problems in relationships can be solved with just communication.
Yeah.
That's what's going
on. Hey, I was just doing a ride this morning, and I noticed your car wasn't there. Is everything okay? That's it?
What if he comes back? What are you trying to say? That's accusing.
I don't know. I was like, why are you getting so defensive? I was just asking.
Because I'm cheating
okay?
on you.
Right. But if you just come at like real nonchalant, like, is everything okay?
Yeah. He'll let you know the way he acts, right?
Yeah.
Guys always do.
Yeah. That's the bad part.
It's better to go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off and let it fester, and it'll be worse in your head than it could ever possibly. Well, maybe it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, he is cheating on you. But we don't know.
What's going to happen is she's going to end up driving by his house, like you said.
You become obsessed.
Yeah. You don't want that.
No. Yeah, you just need to ask.
So do it as soon as possible, Kelly.
I would just rip it off. Yeah.
Yeah, rip it. It's going to hurt a little bit if it's
Rip it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Aw, Trey's singing and you can't even hear it.
Trey, you can join.
Oh, well, thank you, but it's the catchiest song of all time.
Trey, I look over my shoulder and Trey's back there singing the jingle.
Trey, it is our honor to allow you to do this by yourself. Are you ready, sir?
Got it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Okay, that's the last time we'll do
that.
That's the reason I don't turn the mic on. It's like soundproof in here.
No need to yell.
Thank you. Yeah, there's no need to yell.
I thought you sounded angelic, sir.
Oh, boy.
All right, dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I have, in my opinion, an urgent matter. My girlfriend and I have been dating for almost 2 years. I have a ring. I bought it. I'm ready. I'm set to propose to her after we graduate college. Now, I'm 25 and she's 20. Okay. There's never been any doubt in my mind about her. For the past 2 months, she's gotten closer and closer to her best friend and lately has started treating him like the boyfriend and me like the friend.
Oh, boy.
They open up to each other. They go to each other with problems first. They stay up late talking. He openly admitted to having feelings for her, and she kept getting close to him knowing that it bothered me.
Oh, boy.
This week, she told me she realized that she did have feelings for him these past 2 months, but claims she doesn't anymore. This is the woman I want to spend the rest of my life with, but I'm having the biggest issue trying to get past this. All she was able to do for me was tell me she picks me and loves me and nothing else. How can I handle this situation for the sake of my relationship?
You don't get engaged right now.
That's dramatic.
No.
If I would like any woman right now to call me who's probably in her mid-30s and tell me at 20 you were the same woman that you were at 30.
Yeah.
Your 20s are the most developmental period of your life. Some people here, I always go, I got married at 20 and I've been married 30 years. Okay.
You still change, though.
But people change. And it works in some situations. But I'm telling you, to get married to a woman,
she done told you.
Biological, she's considered a woman. That is not a full grown woman yet. And she's already shown you how immature she is.
She's absolutely showed you
how immature she is by getting too close to the guy and going back and forth. She doesn't even know what she wants.
Don't do it, dog.
It's like, think about the car you want when you're 16 versus the car that you want maybe when you're 25 or 30.
Yeah.
You change a lot.
Yeah.
And so much in your 20s, you won't even recognize yourself at 30. I'm telling you, I wouldn't do it.
Nope.
You can keep dating her, but I guarantee you keep dating her a year or two, y'all aren't going to be together.
Agreed.
She's not wifey material right now.
She's undecisive.
Yeah.
That's the last thing you want in a wife.
And plus, you're getting ready to graduate college. You think, a lot of people think they have a timeline. Well, I have to get high school. I got to graduate college. I've got to get married. I have to have children. And da, 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 da.
No.
Life doesn't follow that pattern for everyone. I wish it did.
Just live life.
Just live your life. But you go take that ring back.
Poor guy.
I'm just saying.
Kelly's right, though.
Take it back, dog.
Yeah, take it back.
I'm sorry.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am a rusher, not a football player. I rush relationships. And after several of them not working out, I decided I needed to learn how to slow things down. I'm now with this wonderful man, and we've been dating for 7 months. Yeah. I'm trying not to rush things anymore, but he hasn't told me that he loves me yet. I'm going to be 25 this year, and while taking things slow is preferable, I would like to know that I'm not going to be waiting an eternity to settle down and start a family. How do I remain patient, but also scoot things along? From Jenna.
Well, you don't need to scoot things along. You just need to, I think, at this point, start having conversations about where do you see our relationship going after 7 months, don't you think?
I'd give it a year. Personally, at 25.
Yeah, a year's kind of...
7 months is close to a year. I mean, really. I guess the older I get, it just all blurs together. But yeah, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with just, you know.
Maybe.
It depends, you know when
casually.
The time is right to bring up the conversation. You know, like, where do you see us? Where do you see our relationship headed? What's wrong with that? What is wrong with that?
I don't know.
At least she acknowledges she's a rusher.
Yeah. But I mean, like, 7 months for her, this is a record. But I mean, if a man runs, if you say, where do you see our relationship headed? And a man panics and runs, that wasn't the right one. I think a real man would be like, I like the way this is going.
Yeah.
I really am comfortable with this relationship. And, you know, I'd like to, I could see a future with us. That's not saying I love you, I want to marry you, I want to have babies, but I could see a future with you.
I had this talk with a girlfriend recently, and, you know, we're a little bit older than that. And so I do think your timeline gets shorter.
It does.
For me, like at this age, it's like if I date someone for a year, from now on, you know, and then it's still not there, then I'm done. You know, yeah. That's kind of my timeline. But when you're 25, I told my girlfriend, she's like, everything's great, but he hasn't said I love you. And it's, we're hitting the year. And I'm like, and whoa. That's kind of it. Yeah. She's like, but I know that he does. And I was like, well, are you happy with everything? And you trust him and the relationship's great and you travel together and, you know, and everything is great. And she's like, yeah, but it just really bothers me. And I'm like, well, if that's your deal breaker.
Then go.
You know, then you got to have the talk and you got to be willing to walk away. But if
that's
everything's,
a long time.
If you're 25 and everything's great, but he hasn't said I love you, why push
yeah,
it?
Yeah, because a lot of men, that's just not
that's
in
hard
their
for them.
DNA.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of, you know, he's showing you he loves you. He's probably thinking, but I show her I love her all the
right.
time. It's been a year. I show her. He's just not going to be verbal about it. And you have to say, okay, the good outweighs the bad. I'm mm-hmm. not going to leave because he just doesn't verbalize it. Have you said I love you? That would be the question I have for her. Why won't you? I said it first.
It's okay to say it first. Be
I said
bold.
It first.
So you're being
you
bold.
Rather, this is a good question. I don't think I've ever asked a girl before. Would you rather a guy say I love you but not show it, or show you that he loves you and not say
we
it?
We want both.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but you want both. But I think ultimately it's more important that he shows you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think ultimately if you're going to put a gun in my head, don't do that, and make me choose, I would say show me.
We want consistency, yeah.
So sounds better than words, yeah.
Show them. So there you have it, fellas.
Yeah, a lot of guys say
I didn't
things
know.
They don't follow through on.
Right, exactly.
So you
but hearing it is just... It's,
I know, I understand
I know,
that.
And men are like, I don't know why some men think it makes them look weak or something, or vulnerable. I don't know
to
what...
To
help. Yeah.
Some guys, unfortunately, and some guys use that to get
yeah, too
to, the,
yeah.
to the bed.
They say it
and that's
soon.
Unfortunately. And that's awful.
You know what some guys don't realize is that saying that, as long as you mean it, saying it and just getting yourself to say it, will make your girlfriend feel so much more secure that she might stop being crazy.
Yeah.
You know, she'll feel like, oh, okay. Okay.
Make them stop being crazy.
Guys, is your girlfriend crazy?
Well, we've got news
for you.
You
know what I'm saying? If she's bugging you.
Please say I love you. It'll fix it all.
Where's this going? Where's this going?
Those three little words.
For just a low, low price of lifetime commitment, you can get rid of that crazy too.
I love
you. I like
baby.
It, Jenna. I think it's a good product. It's a good product.
Girls chill when you show them another level of commitment.
Yeah.
Usually.
It's the I love you. And then when that wears off, you got to do the ring.
Yeah.
When that wears off.
Exactly.
When that wore off.
That worked for a year and a half.
Yeah. You've been telling me I love you for 3 years. Where's my ring at?
Always something.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. Write us. We read them on air every Wednesday. And we'll hopefully help you out there.
There you go.
Hopefully somebody's life was made a little bit better there with the advice from Kelly.
Hope so.
And you know where the best place to eat oranges is, guys?
Where?
Oh, I will tell you. You probably wouldn't think of this place, but I'll tell you the best place to eat an orange next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Show up his top five in about 15, 20 minutes. Jordan Peele going to be calling us in about 30. Talk about his new movie.
Nice.
You know him from Key and Peele. Funny guy. Wrote a very scary movie.
It's called Get Out.
Yeah, yeah. A black dude and a white girl are going to go meet the family, and things go wrong.
They crazy.
Family turns out to be way crazy.
Hashtag, white family be crazy.
So I was scouring BuzzFeed. I was looking for articles, right? Because I'm trying to get my news.
Yeah.
And I came across this article written about oranges.
Okay.
Oranges.
Don't we all love oranges?
Yeah, oranges are tricky, though, because you never know if it's going to be a good one or not. Like,
yeah.
I'd say it's kind of 50-50, because
yeah.
you do all that work peeling it.
Nothing worse than the sour orange after all that work.
Or if it's just kind of bland.
But when you think about it, what's the worst thing about oranges? It's the mess, right?
Yeah.
It's that whole peeling it, and then sometimes the juice starts running.
Your hands get sticky.
Your fingers get all sticky. The juice starts running down your forearm to your elbow pit, and then it's stuck there. So then your elbow pit's all sticky for the rest of the day.
Wow,
you got to lick it off.
Aggressive with drama.
Of course.
I've never had orange juice on
my pit
of my elbow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Perhaps you get it on the couch. Maybe you're not as aggressive as I am.
Wow.
You get it on the couch. Whatever. So this guy found this Reddit article from last year that said the best place to eat an orange, believe it or not, is the shower.
Mm.
The shower.
Now think about it. Why wouldn't you eat your orange in the shower? A, it's going to make the shower smell delicious because of the peel. Once you peel that.
Where do you put it?
Yeah, where do you put the peel? When you
drop it on the floor and pick it up when you're done.
Yeah, you drop it on the floor and you and you clean it up after. But okay. You can get as messy as you want when you're opening the orange, as messy as you want while you're eating it.
Yeah, because you're
I get that. Showering. I mean, I like when I don't always, but I like brushing my teeth in the shower for that reason, because I can just kind of like put water in my mouth and spit it out, and it's a lot cleaner in the shower.
Well, I'm just interested in cleaning myself, not eating in the shower.
Well, orange... There's orange in some cleaning product that's supposed to be good for you.
I don't like eating as I'm shaving my armpits. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to have like a plate and start, you know, cutting up my steak while I'm in the shower. The shower is for showering.
I think we should just try to be less messy when we're eating an orange.
No. Do
maybe
messy stuff.
Eat it over the sink.
Mm-hmm. No. Because then you can let it run all through. Listen to the post,
first
post.
How much are you enjoying eating an orange? I mean, it's like,
I've eaten a half a sandwich in the shower.
Just think about it. Tearing apart a cold, fresh orange with your bare hands. Just letting the juices run all over your body.
Oh, my God.
Just 50
you're
shades
smearing
of
it on your
orange?
Body?
Oh, yeah. You not worrying if you're going to get sticky or anything. Just ripping it in half and tearing into it with your teeth like a savage cannibal who hasn't eaten in a week. Oh, isn't that sexy?
No, not really. I mean,
I'm telling you, I'm going to start doing all messy stuff. Spaghetti in the shower.
Tacos?
You don't
tacos in the shower?
No. Water on an orange is fine. You don't want water on certain things.
Oh. I challenge you to do this with a camera.
Because that's what they're doing, Kelly. They're starting groups. People are posting their pictures of them eating oranges in the shower.
All right, y'all are just perverts.
No, it's not pervert. There's rules to this. Number one, no nudity, please.
So you're in the shower.
Yeah, I know, but you can show your arms.
Girls can't
do this. Oh, okay.
Legs. You can show your legs and your arms and the orange.
Girls can't do it.
Most are girls doing this. You can wear a bathing suit if you want.
What are you peeling?
Yeah, I'd love... I'm trying to wash the parts that would be covered by a bathing suit.
With the orange?
No, like, why... I don't shower in a bathing suit.
Number two rule.
Why don't you just eat the orange in the backyard with a hose?
No grapefruits.
Off afterwards.
No grapefruits is the other rule in this.
Why?
Because grapefruits are gross.
First of all, products are allowed in my bathroom. That's one part of my house, apartment. I don't need food.
If you want to be a part of this orange shower thing.
Living room, okay.
It's a thing now?
It's a thing. People are posting the pictures. You can eat oranges, blood oranges, clementines, tangerines. Those are fine. Grapefruits.
You can pop a whole tangerine in your mouth without squirting it.
Save that.
Anywhere. I mean, you can put the whole thing in there.
Not if it has the seeds in there. You got to be careful. Got to bite into it. You got to be kind about these pictures. Don't make fun of people's legs and toes.
Don't make fun of people's toes.
Yeah, there's rules. That's ridiculous. To the Orange Club.
What about orange chicken? Can we eat that in the shower?
Of course, Al.
It has orange in it.
Orange peel in it. But that, come on, that's really smart. I did my teeth. That's why I brush my teeth in the shower, because you can just let it run over. But the orange, eat and shower at the same time.
Go for it, dude. Have fun.
And then when you're done, take your orange peel and you put it in the garbage disposal, and then your house smells delicious.
Then you have to carry it to the kitchen, so you should just eat it over the sink.
And then you got all your body hair in the
rind. My feet are
going
to be wet. I'm going to slip on the hardwood floor. Man, this is just a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Oh, you guys.
Install a garbage disposal in the shower drain.
Kelly freaking Raspberry. That is genius.
That is a good idea.
No, it's not. What if your toe gets off in it? You chop your toe off.
Why you put your toe in the drain?
Why would you don't put your hand in the garbage disposal in the sink?
Get the drain thing.
That would be good because you could chop up all the hair.
Yeah,
but you got it for the orange peel to be down there. You gotta have it's got to be an opening, so your foot could easily slip down there.
Somebody get
but you got to turn it on.
You got this. You could put the switch right there.
Right. So
so easy.
There you go.
Hold on, Trey. What?
Kramer did that on Seinfeld.
Stupid. He washed his dishes in the shower, but did he have a garbage disposal in there?
He installed a garbage disposal.
I don't recall.
He made a salad in there.
I remember, he made a salad in there, and he washed his dishes in there.
Yeah. We should start a movement. Just eat dinner in the shower. You can get as messy as you want. That's where I'm going to put my kids. I think that was genius, whoever did that orange
thing. I've eaten before in the shower, and I felt really bad about myself.
Yes.
During.
It's the
I remember I had like half a PB&J and I hadn't finished it and I needed to get in the shower. So I just like had it in my mouth, hands free as I was showering. And I just remember thinking like, this is sad.
Al, imagine a shower connected to a keg and you can shower in beer.
Oh,
come on.
Yeah, we're talking about. Well,
come on.
As much as I love beer, I don't want to shower in it.
You just drink it while you shower.
You got my attention a little bit.
Yeah. There's so much stuff we can do with the shower now. It's opened up a realm of possibility here, business-wise. The shower disposal, the beer, the oranges.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys, we have a super incredible man on the phone with us right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's got a movie coming out this weekend called Get Out. It's really scary looking.
It is.
His name is Jordan Peele. Hello.
Hey. Thanks for having me, guys.
What's that? All of his close friends call him Arden.
Arden? Yeah, they probably do. They do, right? Jordan?
Jordan. Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah.
Apostrophe Arden.
Jordan.
Dude, looking at the preview for the movie, Get Out.
This isn't funny.
How long did it take you to write this movie, A?
Oh, I love the horror genre.
Yeah. Yes.
I had so much fun writing it. It's a thriller, but it is a fun thriller, I have to say. Like there's many laughs. There's many good hearty laughs in it, but yeah, this is no comedy.
Well, how long did it take you to come up with the concept? Normally when white people hear Get Out, they don't get out. But you got a brother, you're hearing the word Get Out, and he doesn't get out immediately. Anyway, looking at the trailer, I mean, it's like a whole twist.
Yeah, hey, you know, I wanted to, look, this movie is for the audience that gets angry every time the protagonist doesn't do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
And I have to say, the whole point of this movie is I tried to make it make sense why he stays. And, I know it's hard to imagine, but they get him. Like he's smart, he's perceptive, and he just doesn't know he's in a horror movie in the beginning of the movie.
Well, right. White people will get it because they never leave anyway, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm the brothers. I'm kind of concerned about my brothers.
Yeah, you know, it's. I assure you, by the end, there are lots of cheers.
Okay.
You know, it's like one of these. I don't want to give anything away, but it definitely gives a nice release, and it's been a real crowd pleasing.
Well, Jordan, I'm a fellow horror movie buff myself, and when I saw this trailer months and months ago, I was sitting there thinking, yes, because it looks so scary, but I've never seen anything like this with this kind of concept. Were you met with a lot of skepticism? Like, I don't know how this is going to go over.
You know, I was skeptical myself.
Yeah.
I like the idea of the movie, but it's hard to conceptualize how to pull this thing off. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you've ever seen movies like The Stepford Wives, mm-hmm. Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, of course.
It's very much in that model where it paces itself right. So every moment to moment, it's just the fear is growing, and you know it's headed towards some twists and turns and some crazy. Ending that you don't see coming.
Well, we're talking to Jordan Peele, his movie Get Out in theaters this weekend. It's got 100% on RottenTomatoes.com right now, which is...
Hey, congratulations on that.
Almost
man.
Impossible to
wow.
do, Jordan. Now,
thank you.
You wrote this movie. You also wrote Keanu, but you starred in that movie. Why didn't you want to star in this one?
You know, I thought it might take the audience out of it.
Uh-huh.
I thought, you know, this is... If they see me in the movie, they might think this is like, you know, my version of a scary movie or something...
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might just associate me with the comedy so much. So I had to get real actors for this one.
Oh, come on, you're real.
Well, hey, look, these people that I have in this movie, it's no joke. I mean, the lead, for example, this guy named Daniel Kaluuya, he's in a movie Sicario with Benicio, and he's in The Black Mirror, and he's a star. I mean, the guy is, you know, he's just... He's pure reaction. You know what I mean. He can just get there, and every take he'll do it a different way, but it'll be genuine. And the entire cast is just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, you got Allison Williams in there now. Yeah. This Daniel guy, he's British, right?
He's British.
Yeah,
and you'd never know. His accent is pretty flawless. And then we got Bradley Whitford is in there. Catherine Keener. It's really, you couldn't ask for a better cast for a first movie.
It had to be interesting as your directorial debut to direct white people to, like, be more racist, right?
Yeah, it's like, hey, can you guys just be a little bit more creepy, please? Thank you. Okay. Do it again? You know, it's but the beauty of this movie is, like, the villains in this movie, you know, don't think there's anything racial going on. I mean, they think they're past race in a way. You know, the creepiness is of the movie is like, you know, you have this you know, really welcoming white liberal family that you know, has this dark side.
It's really cool you got the Trump family to be in this.
Do they ever say the line, all of our friends are black?
Yeah, you know what? I don't have that line. There's a couple real staples that ring true that aren't in it, but I got some other ones. Like this is about like when he's at this party where Chris is surrounded by older white people and they're all coming up to him and just being like, hey, I love Tiger. I love it. It's one of those things.
So you got Chance the Rapper to host the screening. Was that at Chance's house or where'd you guys do that?
The other thing at his house, Chance is the man, tell you. And it was an honor to have him not only interested in the movie, but he just loved it. He's being outspoken about it. So
he wants to be in the sequel.
That's what he's doing, Jordan. He's positioning himself for you to hire him next movie.
Yeah.
Well, hey, he's if Chance wants to work, we got work for him. I mean, that guy's also a star. It's the bootlegging enterprise he's got going on behind the scenes. I'm not sure about.
Well, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Is there going to be a sequel to this, or you can't tell us yet?
I don't know. There's no sequel in the works, but if the world asks, they shall receive. I believe. I want to give the people what they want.
We are. Hey, and you got a baby about to be born, right?
Yay!
Yeah, I do.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I can't get Rosemary's Baby out of my head.
Yeah, right. Oh. You see so many devil baby movies. Wow.
I know. It's like, as a horror fan. The idea of a child living in your house is like nothing scarier.
Yeah,
probably not want to get them dolls either. With Chucky
yeah,
doll.
No dolls.
No toys.
No talking dolls.
No clowns at the birthday.
Yeah, but no, I'm so happy, and Chelsea's just she's a beautiful pregnant woman, and really, she's just a badass.
See, I'm glad you said that because we had a lady on the other day, Jordan, who said she didn't feel sexy pregnant. Please tell the ladies that are pregnant that we find you extremely hot when you're pregnant.
Well, not all of you do. Some of you guys are mean.
Absolutely.
We do.
I mean,
no, she's pregnant with your baby.
That's what she said.
Yeah, it's your baby in there.
All right,
hey, it doesn't have to be. It could be, In some ways, someone else's baby is even hotter.
All right, now you're getting creepy.
Before we let you go, have you ever made the pregnant no-no, like asking a woman if she's pregnant and she wasn't?
Yeah, that has happened. I have had that uncomfortable situation. There's no way out of that one.
No.
You can't back up on that.
No.
We learn through our mistakes.
There's no reverse course on that.
No, not at all, dog.
No. You just got to hope to God you never see that woman again because she definitely hates you.
You got to just excuse yourself. You can't pretend it was a joke because that's not a funny joke. You just got to do like Homer Simpson and back into the
bush.
Yeah, pretty much.
Reappear 2 years later. All right, well, the movie Get Out in theaters this week. And again, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
That's awesome.
Look at the previews and you'll fall in love with it.
Yeah.
I mean, not in like...
Thanks,
if you're a creepy person, you'll probably love it real much. But, Jordan, thank you so much for joining us, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, Jordan. You, Jordan Peele, everybody.
Yay.
Making his directorial debut right there. What a cool dude.
Yeah.
You're going to go see this movie? You don't like the horror movies, do you?
The horror movies make me really, I guess, ever since I became a mother, I can't really watch stuff like that anymore. It makes me too anxious and upset. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe with Alan I could do it.
Oh, yeah, you could have. Jenna will be there.
You can do anything
for
with
sure.
Alan.
Al, you going to go see it?
Yeah, I'm going to see it. Yeah.
The earlier, the better.
We should have a show date.
Movie date.
Oh. Okay.
Want to go today?
What better than a scary movie?
Well, it doesn't open until Friday. It's not.
Yeah. We have to wait until Friday.
Movie?
Yeah.
We're not hooked up like Chance the Rapper. They didn't hook us up with the movie.
You want to go Friday?
We can go Friday.
Let's go Friday.
Are you busy?
Friday, I'm
going to kill the chicken.
We'll think about it.
No, actually, I'm really busy Friday.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I really
am. She's planning a wedding.
Okay.
Or her wedding.
Yeah.
Kelly's engaged, if you haven't heard.
Yeah. Kelly engaged, Al not engaged,
no.
And again, if you missed it, Jenna not engaged.
Sure.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.